Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, day two of our mock draft, 9 a.m., 1 hour from now. And the Giants have two picks. Two picks today for us, which will be made by Chris Canty and Dave Rothenberg. You don't want to miss who they're taking. Could Daniel Jones or Zach Wilson make a leap this season? Because in New York, that is really what people are thinking about. Here's what Dan Orlovsky has to say about Zach Wilson, Key, Jay.
If we look at the Jets as a football team, offensive line used to be a massive weakness. They got an up-and-coming star at left tackle in Becton. They've improved at right guard with Laken Tomlinson. They got Elijah Vera Tucker at left guard that they drafted from USC last year. McGovern at center and Fant at right tackle. If you add a player like Thibodeau to that defense that's going to continue to play better team football, Drake London with size, because his two is his top three receivers, and Braxton Berrios and Elijah Moore are 5'8 and 5'9. Mel is spot on. They need size. If they do that, and then they get Linderbaum, who's a perfect scheme fit for under Mike LaFleur with the athleticism, Zach Wilson not only has the chance to be better in his second year, I honestly believe that Zach Wilson would have the chance to take off and take a giant leap in his second season.
Well, you certainly want to surround the quarterback with receivers and talented tight end and running backs and give him all the skill position weapons that he needs at his disposal to be successful. But I don't know, though, about Zach Wilson. I just don't know. I know he made a couple throws last year that was a flash and people went crazy. But I don't want to put the horse or the cart before the horse. I don't want to do that with him. Getting a guy like Drake London certainly helps when you have a tree, a tall guy, 6'5", you know, 200-plus pounds, a red zone target, a high point guy. If they were to draft him, if they could somehow get a Drake London, I think that would be the best thing going, because there's no question that they have smaller receivers. Corey Davis hasn't quite worked out for him, but when you look at it, Denzel Mims hasn't quite worked out for him. But when you look at it on the surface, they've got to surround Zach Wilson with all the talent and take some of the pressure off of him. I think what happens in these situations, Jay and Max, is when someone is selected high, coaches and general managers feel like they got to put the pressure on that particular player to justify the pick. And I think that's the wrong way to go about doing things with Zach Wilson. Just because he was a number two overall pick doesn't mean that you have to turn him in to Peyton Manning overnight.
You see, Max, I lean more towards the Zach Wilson side, and I hear Key's reasoning around Zach Wilson and the pressure that comes along with it. It just doesn't feel like there's as much scar tissue with Zach Wilson as there is with Daniel Jones, right? And the pressure that's coming on Daniel Jones, now having somebody new implementing what that offensive playbook is, not turning the ball over, having weapons. Are the weapons healthy? Are they not healthy? And I know, but Zach is at such an earlier stage that it just kind of feels like the upside for his growth within that organization, with what the expectation is for him now in his second year as opposed to where Daniel Jones is in his career, it just seems like there's less pressure on Zach Wilson, which will allow me to think that there's more upside for him.
Not only do I agree with that, but Key, Zach Wilson, as Dan Orlovsky points out, the Jets did it the right way in terms of building the offensive line. Whether you agree Becton's going to be this or that or whatever, but they invested a lot of resources and did a much better job hitting on those resources, that on those targets of theirs, than the Giants did on the O-line. So a lot of, like Mina Kimes brought this up before the draft, for people who liked Zach Wilson, like me, because, you know, I was Justin Fields. Everyone started talking Zach Wilson. Oh, let me Google, watch it. How much Zach Wilson did I watch live, right? So I, on YouTube, I'm like, oh, my God, look at Zach Wilson. And Mina Kimes at the time was like, yeah, but look at the offensive line. You know, he's played. So, okay, maybe he's a guy who really needs to be protected. But that's what the Jets are doing, right? Daniel Jones, they've never gotten it right. If they get it right, finally, it'll be the first time, Key. And he has weapons, though, on offense. Even though they haven't been productive, you know that they do have talent. So, like, he's in the last year before you're finally going to be like, we have to cut bait. He's got to produce right away. He's not protected the same way. I think there's more pressure on him.
There is more pressure on Daniel Jones than it is on Zach Wilson. No question about it, Max. When you look at it, they have the weapons and they have players that they can utilize. They've got a decent roster of players. And I know people in New York, and I know yourself and Jay, you guys just despise Gettleman for how he handled the situation over the last couple of years. But I would say that he did put some pieces together. Now it's about the coaching. It's about whether or not Brian Daboll can get Daniel Jones to respond to his coaching and his style of play. Because Daniel Jones is a decent enough quarterback. If he's in the right system with the right coaches, he can be successful. And I know as a fan, 2 or 3 years waiting around for somebody to be successful, you're like, shut up, Keyshawn. You don't know what you're talking about. I get it. I understand all that. But you got to give him an opportunity, a chance with this new regime. Not some Joe Judge who was a special teams coordinator who hired his buddy as the offensive line coach and then got rid of the other guy. And Jason Garrett was the scapegoat on the play call. Get all that out of your mind, man. Gee. Just get rid of it. Flush your mind clean and think about Brian Daboll along with Daniel Jones, along with Josh Allen. Just think that.
I got you. And I think that Daniel Jones, the book is not the chat. It's not closed on him. I get it. But if I have to handicap it, like, watch this, everybody. Hey, Key, how long before Tyrod Taylor takes Daniel Jones's job?
Well, it'll probably be 6 games. If
you see what I mean?
Exactly.
So like, well, I hear what you're...
But that's only if he doesn't get it.
But, guys, here's what, hold him off.
No, wait, hold on real quick,
they're not going to play with it, Jay.
Jay, but this is all my only point, Jay, I'll throw it to you, is that I hear what Key is selling, and I'm buying to a point. It's not like Daniel Jones doesn't have a shot. But even Key is handicapping it in a way where he's like, yeah, give him 6 weeks. I'm not betting on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. The probability is extremely low. And here's the only thing I have about it. It just feels like it's a perfect setup for a failure, right? Whenever somebody says, you know, whenever I hear Brian Daboll and Josh Allen, I'm like, man, Josh Allen was in the MVP conversation. Josh Allen is elite. He's one of the elites in the AFC, which is already a loaded conference. I don't have realistic expectations that I think Brian Daboll is going to turn Daniel Jones Josh Allen.
Jay, Key, guess what? Daniel Jones ain't going to partner with Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers playing golf. That ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? He's not in that conversation.
It's not even a layaway
item. I'm too optimistic in certain situations. You got to look at Josh Allen's first year, second year. He was with the same people. To be fair to Daniel Jones, he had incompetent people calling plays for him.
But Key, this is
him
not
up.
What you're really, this is like, to me, what Key is responding to, Key, what you're responding to is, you know, you don't have to be Patrick Mahomes' golf partner. You don't need a dude like that necessarily to win a Super Bowl. And you know that. You've experienced it. You're a wise old head that way. And I hear you. But, man, it helps. It helps, Jay, to have a guy who could play golf with Mahomes against Brady and Rodgers.
This is what I say to you, Key.
But he wasn't playing.
Baker Mayfield didn't have it fair. He didn't have it fair. And look how we came to a conclusion on what it is. Fair or not fair. Business isn't always fair.
Well, Baker's situation was...
I hear you. I'm not comparing physical talent.
I'm not saying you are.
You know, offensive coordinators changing, head coaches changing. There's a lot of fluidity with that.
Let me ask you this then, Jay. I'm going to do like you do, Max. Would you take Baker Mayfield 2020 if he was with the Giants? The way Baker Mayfield played in 2020, would you take that as a Giant?
No, I think there's more upside with Daniel Jones.
So you wouldn't take the way Baker Mayfield played in 2020. Got to hear me out. The way he played in 2020.
Oh, not last year, 2020.
2020.
Down the stretch.
Oh, would you take that versus what you see as a Giant?
Yes.
So why can't that same recipe be applied to Daniel Jones, who's gone through the same things that Baker Mayfield went through? 4 different head coaches, 5 different coordinators. That's all I'm saying.
No, I hope he can. Like, I'm a Giants fan. I'm optimistic. I just think the probability is low.
Keyshawn, you don't know anything about the Giants. All right, Max, your turn.
I'm just saying that nowadays, to win a Super Bowl, guys, it's not like it used to be. Even if you have a Nick Foles, he's got to have the game of his life. Not just the game. He's got to be great in the playoffs and then have the game of out, you know, be as good as Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So maybe that's Daniel
There's
Jones.
There's a lot of teams that ain't going to win a Super Bowl then, Max.
No doubt. But if you're a fan of the Giants, you don't want them to be one of them. You're trying to get one of them dudes.
Yeah, but it them dudes ain't – you act like, again, y'all sit around here and act like Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers, you could just go in a bowl of M&Ms and select them. No, you got to do what you got to do with what you have. And if Brian Daboll is worth the price of admission as a coach, he'll get it turned around for Daniel Jones. And if not,
Tyrod Taylor
that's the other will
thing.
Be the guy.
Hey, here's the dirty little secret, okay? As I said, Tyrod Taylor in a parallel universe, Key, your whole thing, nothing good ever happens for that guy, right? But in a parallel universe, the dude has been when I say franchise quarterback, I mean the entrenched starting quarterback of a franchise that, let's say, makes the playoffs every other year and occasionally goes on a run. Like, to me, Tyrod Taylor can really play, but he's a little bit snake bit, Key.
Yeah, no, he is, and he's a good football player who can play. That's why they wind up signing, because Brian Daboll had him in Buffalo. He knows the system. He knows all those things. He's going to give Daniel Jones a run for his money, and let's see if Daniel Jones can hold him off. Do I think Daniel Jones can hold him off? Yes. Is Daniel Jones going to get every opportunity to hold him off? Yes. Now it's a matter of whether or not in those games in September, in early October, Daniel Jones is showing us they're 5-2. Daniel Jones is playing well. And if not, Tyrod Taylor will be the star quarterback, starting quarterback of the Giants.
Hey, Jay, bottom line is Key's over-under for Tyrod Taylor. Six games.
Yes.
All right. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Celtics host the Nets, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. All right, let's get to Jay's round ball rankings on the top seven, the only seven, according to Jay, superstars in the NBA right now.
Just want you guys to know I was forecasting Joel Embiid right there in that little sound clip. And I was right. I was right. Next level of Hakeem, the Dream, Olajuwon. So here we go. Here's my criteria for being a superstar in the NBA. You got to win a chip, even though I think for two I've made the exception. Dominance, no matter what. Everybody knows where the ball is going, and they still can't stop it. And then name recognition past basketball fans. I'm talking about the casual fan who doesn't really know basketball but happens to know the names. So number one, of course, LeBron James. He's a Laker. Most worldwide known athlete there probably
number
is,
one.
Right? LeBron James. All right, that's number one. We're a little bit late on. Let's work on this. Number two.
Number two.
There it is, Steph Curry. I mean, he's a family man. It's Steph, the guy makes threes from everywhere. He's changed the evolution of the game. Key likes when I call somebody a family man. There we go. Number three.
Number three.
Kevin Durant. I mean, if it's going to Golden State, winning two finals MVPs, then going to Brooklyn now, doing it his way. KD, 7-foot scorer, the best lethal scorer the game of basketball has ever seen besides him and MJ. That's number three.
Number four.
Kyrie Irving. And I give Kyrie Irving the four nod over the five nod because what's happened over this past year and a half. Everything with the vaccine has made Kyrie Irving this international story that everybody talks about. And by the way, if you've been watching the playoffs, boy, does he take his game up another level. 39 against the Boston Celtics. I think everybody knows who Kyrie Irving is.
Number five.
Giannis. I mean, it's like there's certain players, you just say their first name, you know who I'm talking about, right? It's like Prince. It's Giannis. That's all you need to know. International superstar, probably the most dominant player in the game of basketball today. Number six.
Number six.
The guy who forces his way out of situations. Got himself out of Houston. Got himself out of Brooklyn. Now he's paired up with Joel Embiid. Doc Rivers has a legit chance to win an NBA championship. That's James Harden. He hasn't won a championship, but all this stuff around James Harden being one of the most innovative scorers the game of basketball has ever seen, I think he's a superstar. That's number six.
Number seven.
Dame time. I mean, look, it's all the commercials. Even though he's in the Northwest, I know a lot of people are going to try to use the excuse about, well, you know, he's not in the playoffs. Where is he? I still think he is an absolute superstar. Got his team to the Western Conference Finals a couple of years ago. Came up a little bit short, but still, everybody knows what time it is, and that's Dame time at the end of the game. So that's my top seven superstars, my only seven superstars in the NBA.
You guys want to debate me about
it?
Well,
I mean,
talk about
the one we discussed this with Monica McNutt earlier. By the way, Jay's round ball rankings are brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor.
Why are you
today
laughing,
at 877-ASK-DELL. Key, all right, like, let's start with you, Key. What do you think?
Monica,
what do you think of the list?
McNutt.
Yeah.
Not Nonica.
Monica.
Nonia?
Monica.
What do you think?
Follow
I said?
Me here. You said Nonica.
No,
I said
didn't.
Narnia.
Yes, you did.
Chronicles of Narnia.
I did not. Oh, well, maybe. Listen, if I don't know I said it, then maybe I did. Let's play back fortunately, this show is recorded, so we can play it back. Let's try to get that queued up at a certain point. But what do you think of his list, Key?
I like his list. And the reason I like his list is because the way I do things when it comes to superstars, the first thing I go to is the play on the court. Then I go to what makes that person so unique that he is a superstar. Superstar to me is if I'm walking in a grocery store and I look up and my jaw drops.
Mm-hmm.
That is a superstar to me. If I recognize him and I know him or her, or I walk past the newsstand and their face is plastered on the front of a magazine, and that magazine is international, everybody knows it, it's something attached to him. And I can run down a list and tell you why. LeBron James, we already know what that is, right?
Yep.
It's championships. I went from South Beach to this beach, and we're a championship. I did the max thing there. And so that's a good thing. Now you go to Steph Curry. Changed the game because of the three, plus the signature moment in his career. What you think the signature moment in his career was, Max?
Getting blocked and slinking away from LeBron James on his way to collapsing
no.
in Game 7?
No.
I mean, you're asking me the truth.
I'll try it with you, Jay. What you think the signature moment in his career was?
Signature
what does
moment.
Everybody in his entire career who's a Steph Curry fan remember?
I'll probably say him breaking the NBA three-point record this year.
No, his daughter.
Oh, his daughter,
oh,
Riley.
Yeah, yeah.
Riley. That moment.
That moment,
yep.
Everybody, you remember
yes,
that.
Yes, I remember that.
That's
yep.
in your
no
head
doubt.
Embedded. So
yeah.
that takes you to
no
a superstar
doubt.
Level.
A beautiful
Kevin
family
Durant.
Moment, yep.
Yes, Kevin. Yep. That's why Jay says family. Kevin Durant, 7-footer, pushing the ball down the court, pulling threes, leaving OKC to join the team to win two championships. Do it my own way. I'm going to Brooklyn no matter what anybody says. Those are moments that we remember about Kevin Durant. Kyrie Irving, oh, he's got a whole bunch of them, right? I mean, he just does. But most recent, you mentioned vaccine, blah, 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 all over the world. We're talking about him. Then you move to Giannis, international. Not getting a lot of pubs, 7-footer, got game, MVP, championship.
50-piece in the deciding game in the finals, Giannis.
All that. James Harden, scorer, master of the ball,
beard.
Can do all sorts of step back three. The beard, though. You know the disgusting beard. We talk about it all the time. I wonder if food gets caught in that thing. That's what we remember about
okay,
him.
But here's
and then we
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Max.
No. I thought you still got number 7. Sorry.
Yeah, I got 7.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to get in. Dame Lillard, right? Dame Lillard, rap artist, really good.
Yeah.
Take the team to the next level. Commercials all over the place. Everybody wants to play with Dame except not in Portland. All those are memorable moments for me when I think of superstars. That is important when you say somebody's a superstar. It can't just be a guy who's good in basketball. Just can't be.
It's just interesting how it changes. Like a year or a year and a half ago, everyone's taking Lillard over Kyrie. You couldn't give Kyrie away a year and a half. And now it's like everyone got Kyrie over Dame as a superstar, as a player, his skills, the whole thing. Maybe even the guy you want on your team, right? So it's interesting how this is in flux. And as it relates to Kyrie, he also has the best sneaker. Like the sneaker that the kid actually wants or the Kyrie's, right? Like, is there a hotter sneaker mm-hmm. than Kyrie? And you can't find the color you want because they're all sold out and they make a limited, all that stuff. What about Chris Paul? We brought this up. Chris Paul got more commercials than anyone. He's the point god. He's the elder statesman. He's still balling at an MVP level. What about him, Jay?
I think in terms of the CP3 thing, though, Jay, I just feel like the time and the timing of everything hasn't worked out for him, so he can't be put in that because it's almost like he's never going to win one.
You know what's crazy? Like he's going to finish top 5 in assists in his career, top 5 in steals. He's an NBA Hall of Famer. Like his legacy is cemented, and he is everywhere, Max. But it just – there's it feels like even like CP3 just does what CP3 does every single day, right? It doesn't jump off the page the way these other guys, like, it pops more. Like, yeah. Key always talks about that snap, crackle, pop,
yeah.
Right? It doesn't feel like there's that same fizzle, crack.
It kind of went away with Lob City.
Yeah,
it kind of went away with Lob City.
Because then with him going to Houston and not working out.
But it's back
him
with
going
Phoenix,
to OKC,
I feel like, guys. It's back now.
No, yeah, but it's Phoenix. Still,
but see, we were talking about Booker Devin Booker. Yeah, we talk about how master he is, but we're saying that Booker reminds you of Kobe Bryant and the Mamba. Like, he's electrifying. I think that CP3 is electrifying as a basketball student, right? I get what he brings to the table, but to the casual fan, like, they probably recognize his face, but I don't know. That's a tough one.
Guys, he's got like, a chip. Here's the bottom line about Chris Paul. When you think of all the point guards who ever lived, I'm not obviously Magic's better. He's a foot taller too, right? But you can say, hey, you know what they could do? They couldn't do this. They couldn't do what is it that Chris Paul can't do? He can defend. He can shoot. He can get to the paint. He can finish.
He can do it all.
He can do it. There's no, like, I think of every other point guard. I don't care who you bring up. Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, Gary Payton, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd. Go down the line. They could have been better at that. Chris Paul is probably the most well-rounded ever.
Yes.
And yet, without a championship, he's not on the list, maybe.
But, Max, you don't have a boy. I have boys. None of my boys ever said they want to be a Chris Paul. Or when they talk, they don't talk CP3. Mm. They talk Steph, KD, Kyrie, the beard, LeBron James.
Yeah,
to a point, they even talk Klay Thompson. They never talk Chris Paul. Like, oh, man, I got a Chris Paul. They never do that.
My daughter, for her birthday, I had to go out on the secondary market and cop the pair of Kyries she wanted in the right color, right? And she doesn't ask for much.
In other words, you
can't find them in the regular stores because they're all sold out. You know what I'm saying? They're hard to get, and they're fresh, and they're comfortable, and they like everything about them. The kids like the best. I don't have sons, but I got a daughter who plays ball a little bit, and she wants the Kyries.
We already got my son Kyries, and people, if you want to call me. The guy like, oh, yeah, Kyrie, you're all over Kyrie. Because he's, dude, I'm trying to tell you, as a guard that spent thousands of hours in the gym working on my handle, the things he could do with the ball and the shots he can make, it's different than anybody else in the league, Max.
Yeah. I like it, man. I wasn't a Kyrie fan before the last year. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't. I just was like, whatever, man, I ain't got time to just do. But then after watching, like I told you, Jay, I had a chance to really sit in and just kind of hone in, and I'm like, oh, okay, he can really play basketball.
How about Joel Embiid, Max? Is he there?
Well, Embiid got the personality, too.
He has the personality.
He hasn't
made the deep playoff run.
Listen, you know who we have coming up?
What's his signature moment?
You know who we have coming up in about a half hour? What time do we have your mom on, Pat? Pat Costello, our producer today.
8:50. Mom's coming on, Jay. 50. So we're going to put your list to the test against the true NBA expert, mom.
This is Monica McNutt saying, like, we need to bring in casuals, people who don't follow basketball, right, to see who they recognize. That's a pretty good test, guys. I think it's a pretty good test. Monica McNutt. Play it again.
Did
you might be right.
Narnia?
Monica McNutt. I
Narnia. You said Narnia.
Oh,
no. The Chronicles of Narnia.
I said.
That's because I listened.
It came out
man.
Sounding like Nonica. I thought I said Monica, but I'm talking fast.
No, you didn't say Monica. It was almost like somebody from Mars or something with you.
Monica McNutt. Jay has two Nets in his top seven superstars. I guess that means they got to win a championship, right? But it's a different Nets player that everyone's asking questions about. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Monica McNutt.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
He knows what the fans are saying. That's why he reacted the way he reacted. You don't react like that just because Max
Agreed.
Is sitting on the court.
But that's why maybe
Max
you want
to
say something.
Something negative.
Right. Maybe you want
to
say something instead of flipping them off because yeah. No one knows
no,
what you're saying.
I don't care about that.
Key, I'm one of these guys. I don't look at Kyrie Irving as a role model for my kids. That's me as a parent, right? And so when I see all this stuff online, this guy, great role model. I'm like, well, how about the guys who are yelling the crazy stuff behind Kyrie with kids in front of him too?
Key, why you use Max though?
I use Max as an example because Max just looks like a heckler. He just looks like a heckler
look
that
like
would sit
heckler.
On the side of the court.
Max, are you a heckler?
A super rich guy like Max that's just sitting on the court with nothing else to do but bother the players.
Yeah. No, by the way,
I got your money. I invested in it. I'm rich, so I just feel like I can say what I want to say.
Is a guy they keep paneling the camera to. Like, who is this guy? He looks so next level sitting courtside.
Is that Greeny, the guy Greenberg?
Mike Greenberg. Guys, I'll give you another one on the Kyrie thing, by the way, because it's complicated. It depends how you look on it. You might think he is a role model, that there's a part that you like because maybe you want to teach your kids, stand up for yourself. Don't take abuse. You know, people have their own ways of the things they want to teach their kids that are important to them, and that is a legitimate thing to teach your kids. Don't take someone's abuse, whether or not you think he went about it exactly the right way. By the way, the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio, Key. Then people can tune in as the Celtics host the Nets. Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Sorry, you were saying.
No, I was going to say that's so true. In growing up, my mom always taught me to be a certain way. Don't worry about what other people think about you and what other people might say. Just be who you are. And it was a very valuable lesson to me just growing up. You know, and I think when it's very astute of you to be able to recognize that maybe there are people out there that look at what Kyrie did in defending himself or feeling a certain way, that is the way you are supposed to approach things in defending yourself.
You ever hear Bill Russell tell the story?
Max?
Jay, you ever hear Bill Russell tell the story?
No, go ahead, brother.
Where they moved to a new neighborhood, and there were some bullies bullied him on a stoop somewhere, whatever it was. He goes home, tells his mom. His mom, he's a kid, drags him out there. There were five kids. Mm-hmm. Made him fight them all one at a time. He said, I think I lost three and won two. But the point was he fought. I got a brother who wasn't really he was like a peaceful kid, got bullied at school one day, came home. My dad said, don't come home tomorrow till you fight this kid. You know, I mean, people teach their kids different things in terms of how to stand up for themselves.
Man, I've been there just like Bill Russell, trust me.
I was going to say, real talk, so I went down to the courts when I was 12 years old, and I came home without my ball. Like, three dudes literally took my rock. And my dad said, don't you come back here until you have that damn ball in your hands. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally got into a fight. Like, I got jumped multiple times to get my ball back. I finally got it back, though. But, like, these are the type of lessons that, for me, that's what sports is, though, Max. And this is where I wish that Adam Silver, you're going to get fined. Like, Kyrie got fined $50,000, whatever. That's like $500 to him. He makes $45 million a year, by the way. So, whatever. If you go see a street basketball game, like, fans are talking trash to the players. Players are talking trash back to the fans. Like, you can't ask me all of a sudden to see red as a competitor and lose myself, right? Hey, Keyshawn Johnson, lose yourself in this game. Beat this dude's head in. And then all of a sudden, when a fan says something that strikes you, how do you not engage with that?
Well,
like, if somebody says something to you, like, I'm going to respond back to you. I'm in battle right now.
He flipped them off, and my point was maybe you want to say it instead of flipping them off because no one, you know, like, you're going to get in trouble for that. Here's the trouble he got into. He's been fined $50,000. Now, the $50,000 is the highest he can be fined without him being able to appeal it. So they hit him with the biggest possible fine where they knew he had to pay it for obscene gestures on the playing court and directing profane language toward the spectator, you know, in the stands. Jay, let me, like, how big a deal is the 50 G's?
It's not a sweater.
It's no sweater at all, man.
Yeah, 50,
it's pocket change.
He's not thinking about that. I mean, come on, man. Max, you know he's making north of $50 million a year.
Right.
So it's not that big of a deal. It's what, like you said, the maximum amount of fine that the NBA could send to him without him appealing the situation. Because if they were to fine him more, he appeals it, it's probably going to drop back down to $50,000 anyway. So why even waste all that time? And in terms of the gestures, maybe he probably shouldn't have used the finger, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe. What if he wouldn't have used the finger and he'd have just verbally said it? Guess what happens then in this world that we live in technology? They're going to bring in lip readers at ESPN.
Or
and slow
you
it
said
down.
The other day, but, and I thought it, like the mature thing to do is to point out to security it's that fan.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I would have pointed out to
you
security.
Know what,
no.
You know what, though?
No.
You know what? Kyrie was cooler than that, because if you paid your money and you did that, put yourself in this fan's point of view perspective. Would you rather get flipped off from Kyrie, where, by the way, now he's responding to you, an NBA superstar, or would you rather get kicked out of the arena? Kyrie did the dude a favor.
Well, yeah, to a degree, but I'm of the mindset, I'm getting ready to embarrass your ass. I'm going to stop the game. I'm going to point to whoever it is, and then they're going to say, well, that wasn't me, that was him.
But now I understand what Kyrie was saying, Keith.
I'm getting ready to cause a scene, Max, to a point where they're going to bring all the security down. They're going to show your ass being escorted up out of the stadium with your kid. Like, I'm going to cause a real scene.
But I like what now I'm understanding a little bit what Kyrie was saying as we're talking it through. When he was saying, I'll just flip it right back on him, Kyrie is saying, when he's saying it's not hostility, what it seems to me saying is, it ain't that big a deal, right? Like, it's not something that's I'm so pressed about that I want to get the dude kicked out. I'm just saying, oh, you say that to me? Right back at you.
I'm trying to tell you guys, this is part of basketball culture. Like, when you're, if you've ever been to a game at the Dykeman, Max, like one day I'm going
to
bring you up to the Dykeman at Rucker
sure.
Park.
Yeah.
When you see hundreds of people that are yelling crazy stuff and you see players going back at them, like, that's how you've grown up playing basketball. It's what the game has always been. Fans should just embrace it.
The GOAT, just Rucker, embrace it. Rucker is the most famous. West 4th Street. I mean, wherever you go. We're presented by Progressive Insurance here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. How famous do you have to be an NBA superstar?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Are we done talking about Keith's suit yet?
What am I looking at here?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, we're done talking about the suit, Max.
I've been done with that, man. Keith sent this article. There's a plain house. 64-year-old man buys plane for $220,000 and turns it into his dream home?
Yeah, I saw that. By the way, I thought it was going to be fresher on the inside, to tell you the truth. It just kind of looks like an office.
It looks like a guy found a bunch of scrap metal, put it together, and decided that he was going to go to the storage place, get storage bins and put them all inside of an empty cargo. But it's cool. The idea of it's cool.
Is it?
It's cool as an idea, but come on, man. And he parks it in the woods.
It's a plane. It's a 757 in the middle of the woods.
First of all, how did you get the plane there?
What? You imagine walking through the woods like, let's go with some fishing. What the hell?
And I think from his thought process without having a conversation with the man, I believe that he looks at it more like a trailer, an RV sort of thing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You know? Yeah, and
Keith,
so that's kind of right, Max?
Tell me, like, when I first saw it, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to see this interior. He probably hooked it up. Like, you know how those people do those, like, mini houses? Like, oh, it's probably wood panels.
I thought that's what it was, too.
No.
I did, too.
Oh, it was. You're right. It looks like a trailer on the inside.
And the funny thing is I was talking to James, one of our other producers, and I just had to do it. I had to say, well, James, that's not something we would do.
Yeah, I think you have a point there. I definitely think, like, not only the plane part, but, like, just getting it into the woods and just having it in the middle of nowhere.
When you say we have NFL players,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Wait. You mean NFL players as opposed to behind the scenes radio guys? I'm just going to say
right, we. Yeah. No, that's not what I mean. I mean people that look like me versus people that look like you and James.
Got it.
Yeah. We're not doing that.
Specifically me, I think. Wow.
No. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
No.
Us ain't doing that. No, we're not taking a plane, gutting it to turn it into our home.
He didn't even gut it.
I am with Max.
It just looks like
Max,
an old plane.
Though. I'm with Max, though. Whenever I opened that article, I thought it would look a lot nicer inside.
Yeah, man.
Like some hardwood down, like fix it up so it looks really nice.
I'm all
into chandelier or something in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm all into
a bunch of TVs. Like it just looks like a mess in there. Yeah. He has like papers stacked
repurpose
up.
Repurpose something. Make it look fresh. I was all into it. But,
I wonder how he
man.
Gets around. Does he, you know, because at least in an RV, you could drive it. He can't, like, take off in the plane.
Yeah. Hold on, Key. I'll be over in your place in a minute. Take off on a 757.
I'll be over in a minute.
So, Pat, the producer.
Imagine inviting people over to the crib. Oh, just come over to the crib.
Pat Costello, our producer, was told that one of the criteria, we said it on the air, Monica McNutt did, that do casuals know a guy? Is that's who a superstar is? Pat's mom coming up.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Jay has a whole criteria for superstars in the NBA, thinks there are only 7 of them. Part of it's the play on the court. Part of it's the team success. Part of it's how famous they are. Pat Costello's mom's name was invoked. Well, would Pat's mom know who these players are? So look what Pat, this is some producing. Pat, what did you go and do?
I booked the best guest I possibly could in this situation, and I reached out to my mom, who is now on the line.
Linda Costello with a Y. My mom's name is Linda, but with an I, like regular spelling. Linda Costello is with us now. Hey, Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Miss Costello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Okay, so we're talking about superstars here in the NBA, and in order to be a superstar, the casual fan needs to know something about who they are. So we're going to go through a test. I'm going to ask you 7 questions, and all you got to do is tell me if you know who they are or not. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. LeBron James. Do we know who LeBron James is?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, that's one. Steph Curry, Linda. Steph Curry.
Absolutely.
Okay. Doing good so far. That's number one. Number two. Kevin Durant.
Yes.
This may be. Okay. Ooh, Linda. Okay.
That's good, though. That's a yes as opposed to an absolutely. So, and it's following Jay's order. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Here we go, Linda. Here's next, Ms. Costello. We got Giannis.
Who? I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
No worries. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Do not know.
Giannis.
Give his nickname. Give his nickname, Jay. Let's see.
The Greek Freak, Linda. The Greek Freak. Giannis.
I'm not familiar with the Greek Freak.
Oh, okay. All right. Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Okay. James Harden. He has the beard.
Well, of course. He's a 76er.
If it's anyone in Philly. Gotcha.
She'll know Tobias Harris and everybody. You can't do Philly players.
Okay. All right, Linda. I see where your loyalty lies, and I like it. Last but not least, Damian Lillard.
I'm not familiar.
Okay.
I got one bonus for you,
one
Mom.
Bonus. Ooh, bonus
one
round.
Bonus. Chris Paul.
I'm sorry, you, I didn't hear the last name.
Chris Paul.
I do not know Chris Paul.
How about CP3? Okay. How about Ms. Costello? How about CP3? Are you aware of CP3?
I have heard that.
Okay. So by his nickname.
Ooh, okay.
Got it. Now,
nickname. We got probably about six superstars, superstars in the NBA.
I don't think you can count Harden because it's Philly. But you can't count Philly players. It's not a good test.
Yeah, but he's recent. So I knew that. So yeah, yes, and I knew him before he was a Sixer anyway. So you can still count him.
Linda, can I ask you a personal question? Is there any young funny story about Pat Costello that you can share with us, his family, on the radio? Anything good we need to know about your son?
Patrick, okay.
He's telling us about you. We know you're a teacher. It's right here on my screen that you're a teacher. What do you teach?
This year I'm teaching third grade.
Ah, so just a teacher. Third grade teacher.
What is there a difference between a teacher and a teacher?
I thought like a certain subject. Linda. I was about to say what subject in third grade you just have all the kids all the time.
Get him.
That's what happens sometimes with Max now.
Yeah, that's right. I say what I think. I don't care.
Every subject.
That's right. Yes, every subject in the third grade.
So, yeah. Mrs. Costello, I understand we have mutual friends. This is Keyshawn talking.
Hi, Keyshawn. we have a mutual friend.
Yeah. Well, who is it, Pat?
Aunt Ann
knows Keys. I forget. Keys somebody.
Keys. Somebody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That is correct. Pat surprised me with that one day. I was in Langhorne, PA, and he was asking me why am I in his neighborhood.
Ms. Costello, thank you so much for entertaining our little game. We appreciate you, and thank you for having a great son.
It was my pleasure. I'm nervous because I am not an NBA person. I love sports, but I don't really do a whole lot with the NBA. So
that's why you were perfect for this game, Ms. Costello. You were the perfect person for this game. Thank you.
Maybe we could ask the third graders.
Thank you for inviting me to do it.
Linda Costello, maybe we could ask your third graders if they know these people. That would be good.
Oh, this class? Yeah. They're in gym right now, but this class, they would absolutely. In fact, every single morning, we discuss it all.
Wow.
They are sports crazy right, my class this year.
I don't know if Philly is the best place to do this experiment. They really are like sports obsessed in Philly. Thank you, Mrs. Costello. Pat's mom. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you.
That's right.
About time you got a good guest, Pat.
What a great mom. Pat, and she didn't throw you under the bus. That's big time.
But like I told you, though, Jay, Dame Lillard and Giannis. Yeah. Even though Giannis got that international, it ain't
it's not the
people
same
ain't really gonna feel it like that.
And Harden is still questionable.
I mean, she didn't get the Chris Paul thing. Yeah. The Chris Paul thing too. I mean, the CP3, she recognized it, but so like what that means, five superstars?
Five bona fide superstars. Well, hold on.
Superstars.
Five or four.
No, five.
They're five because it was Harden, Kyrie, KD, Steph, and
Brown. I don't know if you Harden, y'all, because she knew him because he's in Philly.
But she also said she knew him prior to Philly.
Did she
prior
say that?
Yeah.
She said that? I don't remember
Chris
that.
Chris Paul, but she knew the nickname more than the
Yeah, so
yeah he's half a superstar.
CP3 is kind of.
He's a star, but not as – so it's LeBron, Steph, KD, and Kyrie for sure. Those four are superstars. And then Harden maybe. And then Chris Paul is on his way halfway there. Interesting.
I can taste pizza right now.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah.
What are you so hungry for? It's.
I ate it like 2:00 p.m. yesterday.
We ate dinner last night together.
Can I tell you something?
But it was like 5:00, and I didn't have lunch. You got to remember what time zone I'm on.
I bet you your mom could quote the 1980 Phillies chapter and verse, right? Tug McGraw, everybody, up and down the whole roster. I'll bet.
Absolutely.
Max, I love that you said you're a teacher's teacher. She's like, what other
teacher?
No,
a teacher teacher. In other words, like, I said, what do you teach? So I said, what do you teach? And she told me who she taught.
I'm going to leave that alone.
There's no shame in my game.
What other teacher do you know of?
Well, in other words, I teach Spanish, response. I teach English, I teach math, I teach science. She said she taught.
I'm not going to debate the teacher on what they teach.
Isn't that a teacher, though, Max?
It is. That's why I said, so you're a teacher, as opposed to an English teacher or a social studies teacher.
Is an English teacher not a teacher?
When you teach third graders.
A teacher is a teacher. I'm a teacher, and I'm about to teach y'all.
Nice frame job, guys. KJM Mock Draft coming right up.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.